Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Four high school students died yesterday in a road accident in the Jura. The driver lost control of the car while travelling on an icy road and the vehicle fell into a lake. A fifth passenger did manage to escape. An investigation has been opened to determine the exact causes of the accident. The actor Gaspar Ulliol died yesterday at the age of 37. Ulliol died in a ski accident in the Savoie. Tributes have poured in from the stars of French cinema. Pierre Ninet tweeted that Gaspar was benevolence and kindness, beauty and talent, while director Xavier Nolan took to Instagram to say, "All the features of your person were in fact the result of a sparkling sweetness." 436,000 new cases of COVID have been confirmed in the last 24 hours. While the level of contamination remains high, pressure on hospitals seems to be easing. The government's health panel will be meeting this morning at the Elysee Palace. They will discuss whether to keep certain measures in place, such as limiting numbers at major events, the closure of nightclubs, and the current rules on working from home. Another strike of school staff is planned today in protest at how the health crisis has been handled in the country's education institutes. This time, anger is directed specifically towards Minister of Education Jean-Michel Blanquer, who announced the back-to-school protocol from a trip to Ibiza. A €100 allowance to help combat inflation will be paid out today to people who receive certain social benefits. The state aid is intended for everyone who receives less than €2,000 net per month. And finally to tennis and the Australian Open. What a feat from Elise Cornet last night. The French player eliminated Spanish number 3 seed Garbine Muguruza. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.